From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. Uxbridge residents are being reminded that several parks in the area remain closed because of sand wasps. Sand wasps tend to live in the ground of sandy areas like playgrounds and beaches and are not overly aggressive. However, the closing of the parks temporarily is a precaution because these wasps still can sting. Parks in the area that remain closed include the one at Uxpool, Quaker Common, and Zephyr Park, along with a few others. If you want the full list of parks that are closed because of sand wasps, you can visit the Township of Uxbridge on social media. A Port Perry driver is facing stunt driving charges after being pulled over along the 401 near Bowmanville Friday night. Police released very few details on the incident, but we do know that the 21-year-old was clocked going 190 kilometers an hour in a 100 zone just before Bennett Road. The driver's license has been suspended for 30 days, while the vehicle was impounded for 14 days. Prime Minister Mark Carney and his Liberals seem to be non-committal to the PharmaCare program that the same Liberals created with the help of the NDP just last summer. The program that former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his cabinet created called for the feds to cover the cost of contraceptives like birth control, along with medication for diabetes. While the last version of the Liberals put aside $1.5 billion in their budget for the program and signed deals with a number of provinces, Carney and his government remain non-committal to the program. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro.